When God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. And so, after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. People swear by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said and puts an end to all argument. Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope set before us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where our forerunner, Jesus, has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever, in the order of Melchizedek.
Thank you, Rebecca. If you could have that passage open in front of you, Hebrews chapter 6, one of my favourite passages. As we've done in previous weeks, at the end of my talk, after we've prayed, there'll be an opportunity to write in some questions that you may have, and we'll attempt to answer those questions as best we can towards the end of the talk. So please do jot your questions down, and we'll try and answer as many of them as possible. I'm going to pray now and ask God to help us as we look at his word together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we bow before your word. Please open our eyes and our hearts to see and to hear the truth of your word. And we ask these things for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, in response to the coronavirus, we've looked at repentance and we've looked at anxiety. And as I've already said, today our theme is hope. This is perhaps something that many of us might feel is in short supply at this time of crisis, the peak of which is a week or two away, if the experts can be believed. But it is important, vital even, to be clear that Christian hope and worldly hope are not the same things. Let's imagine that next Saturday I'm going to conduct a wedding service. It's not going to happen, but let's just imagine I was going to be conducting a wedding service next Saturday. I turn up for the rehearsal on Friday evening, and after taking everyone through their paces, I say to the bridegroom, well, I hope